Thank you very much. Welcome to the Epic Storytelling Corner. I'm joined here with AD Davies, who is Program Secretary at the World Alliance YMCA.
I think program is spelled wrong, but let's not make it a big issue.
Yeah. My name is Adam, and I'm going to be doing some interviewing with AD. So thank you very much for coming along, AD.
Thank you for having me.
Woo! So, AD, can you tell us the story of how you became involved in the YMCA?
Yeah, it was about 15 years ago, and I was studying for my U4 qualification, and the YMCA came in, and they did an interview. Well, they didn't do an interview, they did a presentation, and they had a job opening, and I applied for it and got the job.
Okay. Another 10 minutes would be great.
So I applied and I got the job. The job was for 4 hours a week working as a youth worker out on the streets. And I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest. I was very new to this. I had been involved in church youth work and I just wanted to help young people, but I didn't know how. And then I slowly, after learning the ropes, developed and started to move through the YMCA. I don't know what your next question is, but it started at 4 hours. That's how I joined the YMCA.
Thank you, Eddie.
More or?
Well, what was it that drew you into this movement and even more so kept you in the movement?
So originally, I think in England, the YMCA has a reputation that it's this song and perhaps, you know, all the stuff that's associated with the village people, and people don't know what the YMCA is or what it does. I think in England, the YMCA used to be something wonderful in the past, but has kind of fell from its position it was in the 70s and 80s. So when I arrived at my local YMCA, it was like down on its look, and it didn't have anything going on. It had a lot of old people playing chess and a lot of old people talking about the past, but it didn't have any young people. So when we started, our vision was to get the youth club open to 5 nights a week and from zero. And we did that. And we had like, I don't know, hundreds of young people come down every week. And we did cooking programs and youth council programs. And we did open space programs plus space for young people to talk about contraception, you know, mental health issues they had, career guidance. So why I liked what the YMCA did, but I liked that they stood for young people and gave young people space. That's why I liked the YMCA.
Thank you. One more?
Yep. Yep. So that has led to this amazing journey that I've been on where I truly believe that the world needs the YMCA. I truly believe. And we have these, you know, we have this saying, oh, young people turn the communities and all this, but I truly believe young people need to first turn the YMCA because they don't have the platforms needed always to have their voice heard. And I think that it's our role to make sure that we can get them to places where their voice isn't heard or represented. And I also think with the state that the world is in, I just think young people need more than projects, and they need more than climbing walls, and they need more than gyms, and they need somebody who's going to stand up for them when it's hard.
Thank you. And looking over our 175 years and all of the epic stories that there are from those 175 years, what would you say is the story that most inspires you from those, from all of this history that we've got? So what event that's taken place gives you goosebumps?
It's a massive question. I don't think there's an event, but I think there's something quite powerful in the fact that for 175 years, the world has changed and we have changed with the world. So we were there when basketball was created. We were there when the world wars were happening. We were there when the Berlin Wall fell. We were there when 9/11 happened. Like, you can trace back through history every major kind of event in the world, and the YMCA has seen it all. And I think that's quite special, because we have a lot of projects, we have a lot of organizations in the world, but we have stood the test of time. So, you know, I love the history of the YMCA, and when I hear stuff like the scouting movement started in the Liverpool YMCA, and I hear that Henry Dunant made the Red Cross because the YMCA didn't have the capacity to do it, when I hear that the Beatles were booed out of a YMCA before they made it so big, and I hear that people like Catherine Zeta-Jones and, you know, they went to drama classes at the YMCA. President Obama learned how to swim at the YMCA. You know, I just think there's so much power in that. And I think we don't even realize that the YMCA has just been a constant through history, including all the war work that you see down there. So I don't think there's any one event, but I think for us to be relevant and to keep changing is what gets me excited. And I'm excited for the past, but I'm even more excited for the future.
Thank you, Aidan. That's been brilliant.
Is that it? Yeah?
I think so. I haven't got any more questions. Would anybody like to ask any questions from the crowd? Has anybody got any questions for Aidan?
That's right, yeah.
Can you please tell us a story of how you met your wife?
Well, this is called the epic story area. So, on my first international experience, I met the woman who would become my wife. And we were at the same training and we were talking together. Thanks for that, Luke. After the training, we kept in touch. We went on some international dates. We had to make a decision about where we would live, and we decided we could help more people in Kosovo than we could in England. So 6 years ago, I left the UK and I moved to Kosovo, and we revitalized, rebuilt the movement along with a load of great people who are sat here to be one of the fastest growing YMCAs in the world. But my wife is my rock. My wife is the woman who holds me down and keeps it real and my inspiration. Is that okay? Get that recorded? Thanks, Luke.
Let's give a big cheer for Aidan. Thanks for coming on, Aidan.
Thank you very much.